Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty, I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you sent your son to free us and that we are free and we are free indeed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for one more time. Lord, we thank you for the one more time on today. Amen. Come on, everybody. Lift up your hands and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. I'm so excited about the things of God. I can just shout, shout, shout when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me. When I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance all night. Come on. Move your feet. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come. Let us sing to the Lord. Amen. Let us shout joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joy to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God. Amen. And the great king above all gods. Amen. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Amen. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. Come on, everybody. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I welcome you all to the shout today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel. Man, I thank God for being able to be here one more time. Amen. Last week was a rocket week, but I decreed, declared last week that I was going to be back on Monday, and I am here. Amen. I spoke over myself. I decreed, declared, and I'm here today, hallelujah, because I believe I have faith. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everybody. I had a little technical difficulties trying to get on here today, but we are on, and I thank God for you. I want you to shout, give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory, hallelujah. Tell everybody what God has done for you. I want you to understand that you're a living testimony because you're still here. God has blessed you. You have life in your body. You're able to be here, clothed in your right mind. You have so much to shout for right now in this moment, amen, because God has kept you all day yesterday through the night, amen. Even right now in the 6 o'clock hour, you're still here. Just thank God for what he's already doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, sister, kind of give God our praise going on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I want to shout just a grateful thank you to God for helping my friend. He had hip surgery. Everything turned out very successful. And
amen.
I just want to, I need a little prayer tonight. I'm on a new case. I'm on a new case with my job. It's just one child, and he's autistic, and he doesn't speak, but he has rages. And he's been through so many busts, I don't want to give up on him. So just pray for me that God gives me the strength to stay with him for the next 7 weeks until school is out. You know, I think he'll do better if he wasn't bounced around so much with so many different people. So I'm trying. This is my third week with him, and I'm trying. It's hard, but I just want a little more strength and a little bit more push, but I'm determined not to give up on him.
Amen. We need more people like you that's determined not to give up. Amen. To have that kind of drive and like Christ, to be able to endure and to be able to hang in, hold on to those that people have given up on. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we lift up your daughter this day, Father God, as she come out, Lord God, asking, Lord God, for help, Lord God. We ask for the help right now, your divine help, Lord God, that you would increase her in patience and in strength, Father God. Lord, that you would provide the divine provision that she would need, Father God, in order to maintain, oh God, the situation that's concerning the young man in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask, oh God, let peace come and be still in the child right now, Father God. Let him find peace with her, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, where there's no understanding, Lord, let understanding come. Amen. Let understanding, hallelujah, govern. Amen. Govern that situation concerning her and the young man. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will have a divine understanding that coming from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you increase us all in love, Lord God, that we all will operate, oh God, according to the love that you have given Nazareth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless your daughter in her going and coming in, Lord God, that you will bless her, Lord God, in every step that she's taking, every breath that she makes, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
and it's
you.
In Jesus'
thank
name
you.
We pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you here on the show. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Knowing that
thank
it's already all right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yes, sir. Hey, come on, everybody. Let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, Evangelist Kim. Welcome back. Give God our praise going on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for bringing, taking us over the dangerous highways and bringing us back home safely. And we truly were protected from danger, seen and unseen. And it was just amazing to see God's hand over my family and I. And I had a former sister in Christ to tell me, oh, I don't believe in Jesus anymore. That was my mom's religion. I just believe in the spirit. I say, you know what? I believe in what's working for me. And I know God is real. I know his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And that's what I'm going to keep on believing in. I'm going to keep trusting. And I'm going to keep shouting and giving him the glory because he deserves it. Amen. And that's my shout for today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, ma'am.
You know who keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't no wavering in the one that keeps you. The one that keeps you does not sleep nor slumber. Amen. She said, I believe in the spirit. But what kind of spirit is she believing in? Amen. Is it the Holy Spirit of the living God that our Father sent us? Amen. To guide us and protect us. Hallelujah. Stay right there, Evangelist Kim, because people are going to come to try to get us out of that place. Hallelujah. To stop believing and trusting in the one true God. Amen. God bless you, God. Keep you. We're glad to hear, amen, that you're back on the shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, everybody, and shout. Come on, Cousin Brenda Gale. Shout, open your mouth and give God our praise. Glory on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for one more time, one more time.
Yes.
A glorious, glorious day. I just bless the Lord. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so thankful. I just love him. I just love him. He's just so awesome. He's so good. Continue to pray for my mom. Continue to pray for me.
Yes.
Oh, God keep us. And we go back tomorrow to Alexandria. She have another, well, they're going to try to do the CAT scan again on Wednesday. I have not even told her because she likes to worry about the least little thing, so I'll just keep it to myself.
Yes.
Just pray for us, and all is well. All is well.
All is well. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we lift up your daughters right now, Father God, we pray that you would continue to strengthen, God, protect, amen, Father God, heal, deliver, set free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every spirit of worry and fear. We decree and declare victory of every situation concerning your children right now, concerning your daughter, Brenda,
yes,
concerning
Lord,
your daughter,
yes,
right now, all that you're concerned about, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's you that go before them, oh God, preparing the way. So we just want to say thank you in advance, oh God, because we trust you and we believe, oh God, you can do all things but fail. So, Father God, we ask that you just have your way, oh God, have your way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene, oh God, and turn everything around for the good of your daughter, amen. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you here on the show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Cousin Dorita, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout glory.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord been good to me. He let me see this beautiful day, and I thank him for it.
Yes.
And I rose this morning, and the sun was shining. I said, Lord, I thank you. I still can see the sunshine.
Yes.
And I want you all to pray for me because it's getting nice. I want to get out this bed and go in the yard and look around. Just pray for me to get out this bed and go outside, sit on my patio. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Dorita, here on the show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Dilly, Mama, come on, shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor for what he's done. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hello, everybody. First of all, just thanking the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, and I'm in my right mind. I just thank him, thank him, thank him. I'm above the dirt, not under the dirt. I just thank him, give him praise, honor, and glory. I just thank you for my family. We all safe and sound, Lord. I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. In spite of, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful. Grateful, grateful. Glory, hallelujah. Grateful.
Hallelujah.
Truly grateful. Hallelujah.
Truly grateful. Amen. That's
truly grateful. Yes, truly grateful.
I am truly grateful.
Yes.
Amen. Taking care of it. You can rest and know that God is your protector, that God is your provider. You can rest and know, but you got to have faith in order to rest and know. See, you probably heard it before. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. See, it's more than a twist or a phrase, you all. Your faith opens you up to a new awareness of life around you. It enables you to see more from God's point of view. It reminds you that life is not just about the everyday realities, but also mysteries and possibilities. When you believe, you live according to a whole other reality with sights and sounds unimaginable to faithful eyes. Amen. So I want you all to hold on to the faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, as we pray right now, Lord, I ask everyone that's on the line today that you will bless, touch, heal, deliver, and change our lives from today onwards, oh God. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win, and release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because greater is in you that's in us than he that's in the world. Let us, hallelujah, let us to be able to press on, oh God, to win in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for the God that it is done in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough today, a breakthrough in our peace. Amen. A breakthrough in our strength, a breakthrough in our finances, a breakthrough in our relationships, a breakthrough on our jobs, a breakthrough in our healing, a breakthrough in our deliverance. Amen. A breakthrough, oh God. A miracle of breakthroughs, amen. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We are fighting you all, the fight of faith. Fighting to stay in that place. Stay in that place of believing and trusting God where he can work miracles in your life. The enemy comes to take you out of that place. The enemy comes to shake you and move you, whether 2 inches to the right or 2 inches to the left or 2 inches to the back or 1 inch up or just a little bit to get you out of that place. I want you to understand, from your place of safety in the shadow of the Almighty, you need to know how to win over fear by fighting the good fight of faith. In faith, you're called on the name of the Lord. Amen. And he rescued you. You have to take responsibility and let your faith in God grow to conquer fear and live in victory in every situation you face in life. In every situation that you face in life, not just some things, but every situation that you face in life, there's nothing too big or too small that God cannot do. Your faith in God's protection and provision is a powerful fear fighter to deliver you from the enemy's attack. Fear activates Satan's work in your life. I want you to understand that fear activates. It gives Satan access. It gives him access, you all, to work in your life. In that same way, faith activates God's work in your life. I want you to understand how the two activates and deactivates and activates. Amen? So when you, amen? When fear is activated, you all, it allows Satan to work in your life. In the same way, faith activates God to work in your life. Faith is the conduit through which God's supernatural power flows into your life. Jesus referred to the devil as a thief who comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And Jesus referred to him as the one who comes to give life and life in abundance. So when you release your faith, you are releasing the abundant life of God into your situation. Amen? The Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith in 1 Timothy 6 and 12. It is not always easy to be filled with faith when fear is trying to attack you. I understand that. Are you in a faith fight for your future, for your marriage, for your finances? Then you know that unless you win the fight of faith, what you fear can become a reality, which can defeat you in your walk. In order to win your faith fight, you all, you will have to overcome what your five senses are telling you. Your mind and emotions are tied to your five senses, and fear attacks you through what they tell you. Amen. So you must not allow yourself to be driven by the fear that tries to rule your five senses. You have to engage in a faith fight based on God's truth in spite of what your senses tell you. Does what you see and hear rule your life is the question. Determine your decisions. Does it? Control your feelings. Does it? Then you need to conquer these kings through faith in order to receive the promise of God for your life. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to hold on to faith. If you don't hold on to anything else, hold on to the faith. And I'm going to give you this before we go. Joshua, the children of Joshua, led the children of Israel into the battle against the five kings who were trying to make war against them in the promised land. The five kings were determined to defeat Israel and rob them of their inheritance. God was with Joshua and the people, and he helped them defeat these armies. But the five kings ran away and hid themselves in the cave, fearing for their lives. When they were discovered, Joshua told his warriors to bring the five kings to the dark cave. Then he told his captains to put their feet on the necks of those kings. He said, "Do not be afraid or dismayed. Be strong and courageous, for this is what the Lord will do to all your enemies against whom you fight." Did you know that your five senses are your enemies? Just as Joshua's captains may have been dismayed by those kings who wanted to rule Israel, you will end up being dismayed if you allow your senses to rule your life. To be dismayed means to be torn apart or fall apart. The devil wants to tear your mind apart and rob you of your peace. He wants to tear your emotions apart and give you a nervous breakdown. He wants to tear your family apart. The good news is that you don't have to be dismayed. God doesn't want you to fall apart. Hallelujah. First, Joshua commanded his captains to bring those kings out of the dark cave where they were hiding. Then they had to put their feet on the necks of those enemies. They had to confront them, subdue them. They were declared to them, "You will not rule over our lives." All of these five kings represent the fight that we are fighting today. They represent what we see, hear, smell, taste, and touch in the natural world. We use our five senses to determine what is going on in the world around us. See, God gave them to us for that purpose, but they become tyrants of fear if we believe everything they tell us and allow them to rule over our lives. You all fight the good fight of faith. Stay right there. Keep the faith. God bless you. God keep you. I thank God for everyone here today. Father God, I ask that you continue to bless, heal, deliver, and set for your children, oh God, and protect all. Father God, you know every need we need before we ask, Father God. So I ask in Jesus' name, let every need be met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, everyone be healed, oh God, of your children, oh God. For you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So Lord, let healing take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Jehovah Sabaoth, oh, the Lord of hosts. It's you, oh God, that it kept around us, protect us, oh God. Every seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, and we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, so God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all, God bless you. I bless you here to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. Amen. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to grow closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all meet us tonight at our 732 number, 434-2510. We have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. tonight. If you can join us. Come and touch and agree. We're trusting God. We have the faith. God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you. All right, everybody, shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time. Oh, just
I wanna
When it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine living?